Editorial note. Thanks to the obsessive record-keeping of the Administratum, it's possible to extricate practically any piece of information you may desire, however trivial, from the depths of the Imperial Archives. That is, if you can actually find what you're looking for among the impenetrable thickets of worthless verbiage surrounding it. Suffice it to say that locating the minutes of the meeting between Castine and the officials in charge of the refinery complex was frustrating, to say the least. But on balance, it was probably worth the effort, especially as the transcript provides some vital background information without which Kane's account of later events can seem a little confusing. The minutes were taken by Scrivener Quintus, whose somewhat idiosyncratic recording style leads me to suspect that he never expected anyone to actually read them. Minutes of the meeting of the Committee for the Defense and Preservation of Simia Orichalcae from the Orcish Incursion, by the grace of His Majesty, convened this day 648.932 M41. Just too early for a decent breakfast.
Those present: Colonel Regina Castine of the 597th Valhallan, a fair and gallant warrior, acting military governor of the Simia Orichalcae system. Major Rupert Brocklaw, her second in command, equally gallant but not remotely as fair. Artur Murrell, professional hole grubber. Magos Vinkel Ernov, senior tech priest, with too much metal where his brain should be. Codicea Marum Prike, the Emperor's gift to the Administratum, at least in her own mind. Me, assorted sycophants and hangers-on. Order of business. Defence of the refinery, actually the only thing we discussed. Proceedings. Colonel Castine called the meeting to order, and she called it to order again. Major Brocklaw fired his bolt pistol into the ceiling, and the meeting came to order. Colonel Castine put forward a plan for disabling the Gargant and hopefully eliminating a significant number of the besieging orcs into the bargain. This relied on the fact that the mining tunnels extended some way beyond the perimeter of the refinery proper. Given the immense weight of the thing, it should be possible to collapse the galleries underneath it with sufficient quantities of explosive. Magos Ernov wanted to know just how close to the refinery the explosion would be, pointing out that the promethium tanks were almost full and that if things went wrong, the entire refinery could be reduced to a smoking crater. Major Brocklaw pointed out helpfully that in that case none of us would be around to complain about it. Codicea Prike raised the point that a significant credit value was attached to this installation and that its destruction would result in a 0.01% fluctuation in the mean commerce averages of the sector. She went on to suggest that an alternative strategy should be found. Colonel Castine said she was welcome to go outside and ask the orcs to go away if she thought that would help. Murrell offered the assistance of his miners in determining the optimum placement of the explosive charges, citing their expertise with the local geology, which the Colonel appreciated. She has a very nice smile. As no one had any other suggestions for disabling the Gargant, Ernov conceded that we might as well blow the place up ourselves before the orcs do it. I raised the matter of Commissar Kane and his scouting party, asking how they were likely to fare if they were still underground when the mine was blown up. Castine and Brocklaw evinced a degree of concern on this point, admitting that their chances of survival under those circumstances would be slim. Brocklaw added that he was sure they'd be back by then, as the Commissar had something of a knack for avoiding such difficulties. I suggested voxing them with a warning, but apparently they were too deep underground now to get a message through. No doubt, wherever he was, though, he'd be having a better time of it than we are.